Illinois polls show Senator Kerry comfortably ahead of President Bush and Barack Obama easily ahead of Alan Keyes in the Illinois Senate race. So some Chicago area Democrats are hopping on I-94 and heading north to help the Wisconsin campaigns of Kerry and Democratic Senator Russ Feingold. Last Saturday, Wisconsin Democrats held a Get Out the Vote rally at a Milwaukee park in one of the city's largely African American neighborhoods. State Senator Obama was the featured speaker. He says John Kerry needs help in Wisconsin.
And to the extent that I have an impact on a couple of people who wouldn't otherwise vote, that could make a difference in what's going to be an enormously close race.
About the same time, a school bus full of volunteers from Illinois arrived at the park. Passengers stepped briskly into the parking lot and seemed eager to go into Milwaukee neighborhoods and distribute flyers for the Democratic candidates. James Connolly of Chicago says he's willing to travel for John Kerry because of the Bush administration's policy in Iraq.
I have friends in Europe, in Germany, and overseas, and they feel that, what are we doing here? We feel that we're Westerners, that we're Texans, we're going to shoot this out, and we don't want to have a consensus in the world.
Connolly says he also dislikes the president's economic policies, but it's not just guns and butter that are motivating some Illinois people to become election year cheeseheads. The environmental movement is also drawing volunteers north.
I want to thank all of you for turning out today to take part in this really important event.
League of Conservation Voters President Deb Callahan headlined another recent voter registration effort in Milwaukee. Several people from Illinois made their way up that day, too. Heather Levi of Lake Forest says she's a renewable energy backer.
And as far as I can tell, the Bush administration has been systematically transferring money and power to the petroleum industry.
The wave of out-of-state residents coming into Wisconsin for the fall election has one political scientist drawing comparisons to the way activists flocked to Iowa before the presidential caucuses. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee professor Mordecai Lee acknowledges some people in Wisconsin may view the outsiders suspiciously.
But on the other hand, probably I'd guess that most of the people who are being visited either don't realize that the person is from out of state, or they're not offended that the person is out of state. To a certain extent, this is what it means to be, I guess you'd say, the victim of being a battleground state.
Bush campaign officials in Wisconsin say they don't yet know of a sizable number of Illinois residents heading north to support Republicans. But this week, the national Bush-Cheney campaign said 13,000 volunteers will be sent to 21 battleground states to boost voter turnout. I'm Chuck Quernbach.